The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, text number 1-5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 22, 1969, in Boston, Massachusetts.
So, I am so pleased that you are doing things just to my satisfaction and stick to this principle, and Krishna will bless you. Sure. Our line of action is not difficult. Chanting 16 rounds regularly, following the four restrictive principles, Tet Prasadam, read books, we have got so many books, speak, discuss about the subject matter amongst yourself, and this is the process. So, Parikshit Maharaj, you know, has several times spoken. He had only 7 days to meet his death. He was a young man, but somewhere or other he was cursed by a Brahmin boy, not a Brahmin. That he would meet death within 7 days, and this is basic culture, that before death one should prepare very nicely to go back to God. This is basic culture. The modern civilization, they do not know what is going to happen after death. But our Vedic culture is not so blind. Vedic culture has got an aim. What is the aim of human life? Not aimless life. Aimless life is animal life. They have no aim. By the laws of nature, they are going on transforming from one body to another, and ultimately they are coming by evolutionary process to the human form of life. And especially this civilized human form of life, it is very responsible life. One has to make his choice whether he wants to continue his materialistic way of life and change the body one after another. That is very risky job. You should always remember that if in my next body I have given a body like a tree, just see in this part of the world how condemned life that's standing in this snowfall. You have got house, you are protecting yourself. They cannot even move. So there is possibility of getting such life. So we should be so much responsible how to avoid such laws of nature. we can have any form of life out of 8,400,000 species that are before you. You should always remember that if by chance I slip to one of them, then how I have wasted my time. This is responsibility. Lattha sudallavandam bahusambhavante. Bahusambhavante means after many, many appearances. This is appearance. This body, present body, is one of the appearances. It will never appear again. You will have to appear in a different body. But this human form of life is a great opportunity. Bahu sambhavan. Bahu means many. And sambhava means appear. After many, many appearances, we have got this. Labdha sudullavam. Sudullavam, su means very costly. Dullavam means to gain. It's very difficult. This responsibility must be there, even in my follower's time. Labdha sudullavam idam bahu sambhavam. After many, many appearances. And what is this? Manusya. Man. Human form of God. Artharam. And he can achieve a great success in this life. This is the hint given. Therefore, for that great success, everyone should try his best. And one may think that now we are young men, young boys and girls. Let us enjoy life. And that facility is very much easy to obtain in your country. In school, college, or in society, the young boys and young girls, they have got ample facility for enjoying material life. Enjoying it means material life means sex life. So, Prabhupada said, no. You should immediately try for the ultimate success of your life. Don't spoil it. If we become absorbed in the thoughts of materialistic way of enjoyment, then naturally we have to take birth again in any other form of body, namely human body or may not be human. But unless we purify our mind and consciousness, we must have to accept the material body. And if we accept the material body, then all the miserable conditions that we are undergoing with this body, we have to accept it. This is not a pessimistic view of life, but this is a fact. Only responsible persons they can understand. Sanatana Goswami was minister of government. His society was very aristocratic, very rich man they were. So, rich society, aristocratic society, could not satisfied. They desire the post enjoyed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for ultimate solution of life. These examples are many. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciples, direct disciples, they are all very important men. That's like six Goswamis. In Sarudhavada, his private secretary, he was very learned man, Vedantist. And next to his secretary, the six Goswamis, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, they were very, very important rich men of that time. Raghunath Das Goswami happened to be the son of a very big landlord, Jamindar. Their father's income was 1,200,000 rupees in those days, 500 years ago. And he was the only son of his father and uncle. So he did not like to enjoy the father's property, but he joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is known as Raghunath Das Krishna. Similarly, Rupa Sanatana Goswami also joined. They are also very rich men, important men. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, very learned scholar and philosopher. He was the nephew of Rupa Goswami. So, they are all very important men of the society. They joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to make life successful. So these examples we should take and make our life successful. The successful life means to make our consciousness change into Krishna consciousness. That is success. Labha sudillam idam bhavusam bhavanti. We have heard this after many, many births. Manasam, the human form of life. Therefore, the Shastra says, Turnam jate. I'm very glad you all young boys and girls, you are fortunate. I'm not blaming you. Actually, you are fortunate. You have come to the right place where you can learn Krishna consciousness. This is the greatest boon of life. Turnam jate. The Shastra says that very quickly you should try to face this business. Because Parikshit Maharaj, he was aware that he was going to leave for 7 days, but we do not know whether our life is still for 7 days or 7 minutes. Any moment, there is no guarantee. Don't think that in old age we shall take up this business of Krishna consciousness. By the example of Parikshit Maharaj, we can take the lesson that we do not know when we shall die, but before that we have to become competent in Krishna consciousness. What is that competency? Always 24 hours thinking of Krishna. This is karma. So, Parikshit Maharaj, at the last stage of his life, got the association of a big Krishna conscious personality, Sudeva Goswami. So, he asked him, "My dear sir, I'm now going to die. So, what is my duty?" He said, "Parikshit Maharaj was born in a family of the Pandus. He's the grandson of Arjuna. Arjuna's son, Abhimanyu, he died in the battle field of Kurukshetra. He was giant. So, he also died. He was 16 years old born at that time. But he was married. Fortunately, he was married. And when he went to jail, fortunately his wife was pregnant. And this Parikshit Maharaj was the posthumous child. He was born after the death of his father. He could not see his father. His grandfather raised him. All the boys died of the whole family in the battle. Only these five brothers remained alive. And this child was in the womb of his mother. Otherwise, the members of the whole Guru family died in the battle. It was such a big part. So this child was also hit by atomic energy, Brahmastra. But Krishna saved him. Krishna wanted that the descendants of my devotee, they must belong. They are very good family, Krishna conscious family. Krishna wants to give protection to the Krishna conscious man family. That you know from the Bhagavad Gita. So this child was saved even in the womb of his mother by Krishna. So Krishna also could save him when the king was cursed by a Brahmin boy. But Parikshit Maharaj did not like the idea. He took it very seriously that I have offended the Brahmin and he has cursed me. That's nice. How much liver he was. So he accepted. Immediately he prepared for death. So after all, he was a great devotee. In his childhood, he was playing with Radha Krishna, Krishna deity. Just like our child devotee, Mr. Didi. Yes, he is playing with Jagannath. That's very nice. This is the opportunity. My father also gave me duties in my childhood. And I had the opportunity to serve Radha Krishna from childhood. So, as such, he asked Sukadeva Goswami to hear about Krishna. Although he was very much anxious to know about his duty, but he was thinking that my only duty is to think of Krishna at this stage. Therefore, he asked his spiritual master whether I shall hear about Krishna in this last point of my death. So, Sukadeva Goswami was very glad that this king is already anxious. I was just going to advise him to think of Krishna. But I see that he is already anxious to think of Krishna. He is always thinking because from the childhood, he was playing, from the womb of his mother, he saw Krishna. So after his birth, he was searching after the figure who saved me. Therefore his name was Parikshit, he was examined. He was royal family child, so many people were present after his birth. So he was looking after very deeply form, Krishna. Therefore his name is Parikshit. So when he inquired from Sukadeva Goswami that if I can hear about Krishna, so Sukadeva Goswami replied, Mariyane Sate Krishna, Kitru Loka Yudam Nika, Antavit Sammata Pumsa, Srutubhyad Vishuja Para. Oh, my dear king, you are very fortunate. Your question about Krishna is welcome. Bariyane Sati Krishna. You are inquiring about Krishna. So, this very question is very important. Bariyane Sati Krishna Krishna Lopa Hitanga Lopa. And this is not good for you only. It is good for all the human society. Because you have questioned, and I shall reply. So, Krishna question and answers are so important that in future these questions and answers will be discussed in the human society. Actually, it is being done so now. We are discussing the same incidents. And he said, Atavit Samadhan Pumsam. And this question is so authorized that Atavit, those who are interested in self-realization, they have got their approval, yes. This is nice question. Atavit Samadhan. Samadhan means approved. It is no bogus question. It is approved. This sort of question should be inquired. Krishna. About Krishna. And if you speak about Krishna, the whole world is full with questions and answers. So, these questions and answers are approved by Atmavit, those who are self-realized, not bodily realized. Atmavit. There are two classes of men. 99.9% they are bodily realized. Always thinking of the body. And just there is another class. They are called Atmavi. Self-realized Krishna conscious person. Atmavi Samadho Pumsan Srutabhadisu japaraha. Srutabha means words hearing. There are many kinds of subject matter for hearing. But this is the sublime subject matter of hearing. Krishna proceeds. So, question and answer about Krishna. Srutabhadisu japaraha. Para means sublime. And Srutabha means what by hearing. So, why it is para, sublime? He said, Srutabhadi nirajindra nirāna santi sahasrasa apasadam atmatattam grihesu grihamedina. This Bhagavata is so, I mean, it's exalted transcendental knowledge that there are 18,000 verses. And if you analyze each verse, each word, you will get a great transcendental importance. There is no comparison to this Srimada Bhagavatam. Srimada Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. Amalam, spotless. This Puranam, this old history of the world. This is also history. It's like this incident. Parikriparaj was cursed by Brahmin. He was the king, emperor of the world. And how made his death? These things are described in the history. Is it not? So this is also history. But it is not ordinary history. Not history, chronological history, as we generally mean. But it is a history of the most important men in the world. That's the Parikshit Maharaj. He is the most important, at least one of the most important kings in the world. His history of death and life is historical fact. So, Sukadeva Goswami says, my dear king, Srutabhadini Rajendra Ninam Santi Bhasahasra. For ordinary man, there are many subject matters for hearing. Just like you see the newspaper, or there are many varieties of news. But they are meant for whom? For ordinary man. They are not meant for us. We don't care for what is happening in the newspaper. At least our boys and girls, they do not care for newspaper. Although everyone is anxious to read all in the morning the newspaper. Okay. This is the very fact is stated here. Srutabhadi. What is this newspaper? Newspaper, the Sanskrit word is Srutabhadi. Srutabha means the things which is to be heard. What is this newspaper? Unless there is some news, what you will hear? So this word, very word, Srutabhyani. Pradhum, you will understand Srutabhyani? No? Srutabhyani means subject of news. So he said, there are many subject of news on newspaper. Srutabhyani Rajendra. He is addressing the king, Rajendra. You are the emperor, therefore, the king of the kings, Raja. My dear Rajendra, emperor, there are many varieties of subject matter for hearing. For whom? Ninang, for the human society. Ninang means human being. Sutupyadi nirajendra nilang santi sahastasa. But what class of human being? Apasadanatvatattam. Who are those who are fools and rascals without any self-realization knowledge? For them. Apasadana. Apasadana means blind. Cannot see. They have their eyes, but they have no introspection. What is the value of life? That means they are opposite. Simply they have eyes like the peacock feather. They have no introspection. Eyes mean introspection. Therefore, Vedic culture says, eyes, astra-chakshusha, you should see through astra. Don't try to see by these eyes. These are, what is the value of these eyes? They are conditioned in so many ways. So don't believe the eyes. See through the astra, through the spiritual master, through the sastra. Try to see and practice. So, the subject matter for hearing, for the ordinary person, those who are engaged in family matter, creation, Vihamedana. So does it mean to become a family man is bad? No, it doesn't. But if you become Vihamedi, that is particularly Viheshu, Vihamedi. Viheshu living in family life. But in family life there are also two classes on it. Vihaspa. And this Vihamedi. Therefore I say that each and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam will have new enlightenment meaning. There is difference between Grihastha and Vihamedi. Vihamedi, just like ordinary person, their household life means they have made the home at the center of their existence. Just like I was seeing just now, the rooms of our Grihastha householder, boys and girls, things are scattered. But if you go to another person's Grihastha, you will find their apartment nicely decorated. Chairs, cushions and sitting chairs. But they have no vision about self. And here, although we see as household affairs, the resting place is not so nicely decorated. But their aim is Krishna. So that is the difference between Vihamedi and Grihastha. Vihamedi means they simply want to decorate the apartment and children and wife. That is their end of it. There are no other apostata life. Of the value of life. whereas the Grihastha is not blind about the value of his life. He is simply looking forward how to become successful Krishna consciousness. So, those who are blind are the point of self-realization. Such householders, they have got many subject matter of hearing in illusion. Tutupani, Lajakta, Sina Alasati Sahasya. Sahasya means thousands of subject matter. For whom Grihetu Dhyamini. Such householders who have made their aim of life to decorate the apartment, that's all. Work all their night and have good rest, good apartment. They think this is success. These things are worth reward also. So these are being pointed out. The issue is, for them, there are many thousands of means, items. Why? They have got thousands. Now, what is their mode of life? Let me explain. Their mode of life Parikit Maharaj explaining. Nidraya asyate naktam babayena chavabaya. At night, they are wasting their duration of life. Either by sleeping or by sex life. This is their business at night. Then at daytime, what is their business? At daytime, divasate hayarajam, kutumba bharane nava. And daytime, they are always busy. Where is money? Where is money? Divacha arthi. Divacha arthi. Arthi means money. Kihaya. Income. Then, they are getting money. Why they should rest their bed? No. Nidra divacha arthi haya rajam kutumbo bharena inava. As soon as there is money, there is immediately program how to spend it perfectly. Kutumma bharane na. Kutumma means family, relative. They will spend thousands of dollars for family and relative. But if you ask some dollars for Krishna consciousness, they are not. So for these persons, there are varieties of material needs. Nidra hyate naktam, at night. So their life means day and night. So this is the program of their life. At night, those either sleeping or going to the night club or dancing club, that's life. That's not that these things are new, these are old things. People were accustomed to all these things. Then human nations are still, they are thinking, modern days. What do you mean by modern days? Nothing has changed. Putting the old wine in new bottles, that's practice is going on. So the question is, why they are wasting their lives in this way? So that is the answer also. You say, Dehapattakalasrādhi, sātva-sanyasakasthasya, tīsāṁ pramattam nidhanam pachyannadī namasthasya. Dehapattam. Dehapattam means his body. And abhata means children. Vihapata kalatra. Kalatra means wife. Vihapata kalatra adishu. Atmasanya. Just like a nation thinks himself well protected. When the nation has got good defense measures. Similarly, an ordinary man, he thinks that if I have got strong-willed body and a very grateful wife and 9 children, vihapatta kalatra dishu, and after this, means some good bank balance, some landed property, security, these things one person accepts, they will give me protection. Yes. They are now well protected. I have got nice children, I have got nice wife, I have got good bank balance, I have got so many property. So, why shall I go to Krishna Dasa? These boys and girls, they have no bank balance, they have no home, therefore they should go. But they are blind. How they are blind? They are thinking that these things will give him protection. Pramatta. Pramatta means crazy. Crazy. That craziness is thinking that these things will give him protection. No. Tesham pramatta nidhanam pasannapinapasati. Because he is crazy, he does not see to the destruction of these things, although he seems honest that they are being destroyed every moment. My father has died. Naturally I shall die. Naturally my sons also will die. So why I am so much anxious about this thing this time? Everyone will die. They see, and still do not see. They see daily that I am working so hard for these things. But these things will be destroyed, as it has been destroyed previously in history. So many empires are destroyed. The British Empire destroyed, the Roman Empire destroyed, the Egyptian Empire destroyed, the Indian Empire, formerly, just like Parikshit Maharaj, he was the empire of the world. So these things, pasannapinapasati, they see that they cannot give me protection. When I shall be called for death, just like Parikshit Maharaj, he is preparing. At that time, all these my soldiers, my bank balance, my good wife, my good children, my good countrymen, no. Nobody can give me any protection. That's why when you have to fly in the sky, you have to protect yourself. No other can take it fast. The birds are for the aeroplanes. If you are being crushed in the aeroplane, no other aeroplane can protect you. You have to come down. Similarly, when death will come, no one will be able to give me protection. Either my good state, a good family, a good bank balance, a good deed, that, no. That's not possible. So, Supreme Goswami giving right instruction to Parikshit Maharaj. Then what should be the subject matter? These so-called Vyasakaldam news, they are not meant for yet Therefore he concludes, Tatmam Bharata Sarvatma. Bhagavan, he sarasari. Sotavya Krishita Bhatta. Matavva Chitadam Vayam. Chitadam Avayam. Avayam. Vaya means here. And avayam means careless. Each one is actually expecting that he should be protected. Avayam. There should be no anything of fearfulness. Then, Parikshit Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, is instructing that tasma. Because these things, if you simply divert your attention to the varieties of newspaper or any other information of this world, which is full of the real meaning, whose business is to sleep at night and work hard at daytime, that will not be the place. Then, what I have to do? Now, you have to hear about Bhagavan, Hari Isha. Tatmam Bharata Sarvatma. Bharata, because Parikshit Maharaj happened to be a descendant of the Kuru dynasty. The Kuru dynasty was begun from King Bharat. Bharat. There are two, three Bharats in the history of Vedic literature. One Bharat is Lord Ramchandra's brother, younger brother. His mother, Bharat's mother, wanted to make Bharat king, therefore, by palace diplomacy, Ramchandra was sent to the forest. But his brother Bharat declined, no, his mother wanted that my son should be king. They had three wives of Maharaj Dasarath. So, this is one Bharat. He was faithful to Maharaj, but by his mother's diplomacy, Lord Ramchandra was sent to forest. So this is one celebrated Bharat. Another Bharat is the forefather of the Kuru dynasty. His name is also Bharat. And another Bharat was the son of King Rishabhdev, by whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha. This whole planet is called Bharatvarsha. So, his addressing Parikshit Maharaj as the descendant of King Bharat, Bharata. He was. You have to talk and hear about Sarvatma, the super soul who is sitting in everyone's heart. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, full with all opulence. Bhagavan, this word, every word suggests volume coming. And Hari, who can take away all your suffering? Ishvara, and he is the controller, supreme controller. So, instead of diverting our attention to the varieties of news of this world, you just try to, no, not try, you must, Sarvatma, Hari Ishvara. What is that? Srotavya, always hear about him. Srotavya, Kirtitabhascha, Kirtan. Hearing, then preaching. Therefore, we have got our Kirtanananda Maharaj, Kirtitabhascha. In now preach, teach the hearing, then give. After hearing, the next stage is spreading, pushing on the news of Krishna. As someone hearing, then teach it someone, spreading. And smartabha. Smartabha means thinking, always. Otherwise, what do you preach? You hear, you think of it, you preach, this is the business. Smartabhya, kirtitabhasya, chotabhya, parvam, itchatam akutuvayam, itchatam avayam. Those are actually seeking protection. Not this protection, that you are bank balance, you are good wife. They are not seeking protection. So, Parikrit Maharaj was advised by Sukadeva Goswami, his spiritual master. This is your business. At the point of death, so, not only at the point of death, you cannot take this business all of a sudden, even if it's advice. You have to practice. This time, you cannot become a good soldier on the battlefield. You have to be trained yourself before going to the battle. Military training. So this Krishna consciousness movement is trained before you ultimately meet death, fight with. So, this is the advice given by Sukadeva Goswami. And this is the better target. Thank you.